The image of the wolf has always had a powerful effect on people. Wolves seem dangerous, mysterious, romantic. They are a symbol of the untamed wilderness. Before Europeans came to America, wolves roamed freely on every part of the continent. In 1630, the colony of Massachusetts Bay started paying bounties to settlers for killing wolves. Over the next 300 years, wolf killing spread across the country, until all that was left was a few small pockets of surviving wolf packs. When the Endangered Species Act passed in 1973, the only wolves left to protect in the Midwest were in northern Minnesota. By some estimates, there were as few as 350 of them. Today, Minnesota has a healthy wolf population of around 2,400 animals, and smaller populations are growing in Wisconsin and Michigan. Because of this success, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed removing the animals from the endangered species list. This would mean wolves would no longer be federally protected. It would be up to the states. Peggy Callahan works with captive wolves at the Wildlife Science Center in Minnesota. She's the center's co-founder and executive director. She and her staff research ways to minimize conflicts between wolves and people. Callahan is looking forward to seeing the wolf taken off the endangered species list.
It's a good thing for the Endangered Species Act to take a wolf off, or an eagle off, or a peregrine off when it has recovered. The act was not established to provide a permanent hiding place. It was established to protect species until such time that they could be managed in a different way.
Wisconsin and Michigan have wolves because young born in Minnesota have migrated east to start their own packs. Callahan says how Minnesota manages its wolves will affect wolf numbers in the Midwest. And she isn't crazy about Minnesota's current wolf management plan, which has different rules for different parts of the state.
Now there's a boundary. There's a boundary where there's called a wolf zone, and there's a boundary that's called the ag zone. And nobody likes it. We went backward.
In northeastern Minnesota, where the majority of wolves are, landowners can only kill wolves if they can demonstrate an immediate threat to pets or livestock. In the rest of the state, where there is more agriculture and more people, the rules are more lenient. On their own property, landowners can kill any wolf they feel is a danger, without having to prove anything to the state. The Sierra Club is opposed to taking the wolf off the endangered species list, largely because of Minnesota's management plan. Jenny Yinling is the chair of the Wolf Task Force of the Sierra Club in Minnesota.
They've pretty much given carte blanche to landowners or their agents to kill wolves pretty much at any time. In the southern and western two-thirds of the state, they don't even have to have an excuse. If a wolf's on their property, they can kill it. Instead of this being what should have been a victory in terms of wolf recovery and the success of the Endangered Species Act, instead we're afraid it's going to turn into something of a disaster.
Yinling is also concerned with the protection of wolf habitat, such as den sites, rendezvous sites, and migration corridors.
The current management plan protects none of those areas. It leaves it entirely up to the discretion of the land managers.
But wildlife managers say these are not critical for a large wolf population like Minnesota's. Mike Don Carlos is the wildlife program manager for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
You know, as you look at the range of species that are threatened by habitat change, ironically, the wolf in Minnesota is not one of them. As long as there's a prey base that continues, wolves should do just fine. The key is mortality rates and availability of food.
In Wisconsin and Michigan, where there are fewer wolves, state laws will continue to protect wolf habitat. Peggy Callahan says she has faith that the wolves will be fine, even if the Minnesota state plan is not perfect. But at the Sierra Club, Jenny Yinling says they have plans to challenge wolf delisting in court. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Catherine Glover.